Hello everybody, welcome to Madhusudan Subedi Tech Weekly.
Companies do not hire people because they want to. They hire people because founders can do all the work themselves. If they could, if they had unlimited hands and brains, the ideal number of employees would be zero. That leads to a scary realization: no one is actually responsible for creating jobs. Jobs exist only because owners need help. Now, enter AI. This is not companies replacing workers, it's companies finally being able to do the work themselves. When global knowledge work costs tens of trillions of dollars every year, investing heavily in AI suddenly makes perfect sense. This reframes everything. AI is not breaking a stable system, it's accelerating an inevitable one. Capital has always tried to reduce its need for labor. AI is just different because it replaces intelligence, not tasks. It's unsettling. But maybe it's not evil, just new physics. Software engineers create enormous value because code has near zero marginal cost and massive leverage. One engineer can impact millions of users. That's why demand and salaries are rising sharply. But to maximize their impact, engineers must go beyond writing code and develop product, business, and leadership skills. Communication, writing, and mentoring help engineering scale their influence through people, not just systems. Understanding business goals, product strategy, and design enables better decisions and greater ownership. Finally, building strong relationships within teams, companies, and the wider industry turns engineers into intrapreneurs, people who create outsized value from within organizations or launch successful ventures of their own. Is compensation really about merit or mostly about timing and context? Two leadership paths. A CEO underpaid relative to a VP, showing how early entry and organizational timing shape titles, scope, and pay. Respect also diverges. Some leaders fight for basic authority while others are granted autonomy, underscoring that job satisfaction depends as much on how work is treated as on role or skill. The broader point is uncomparable. Tech revenue per employee drops other industries. Apple's RPE versus $170K average. So pay concentrates where output scales. That leaves many high performers elsewhere working longer, harder hours for far less and fuels imposter syndrome in tech. Even among capable leaders who doubt whether their pay reflects true value. The takeaway for managers: acknowledge the structural gap, budget with empathy, and anchor compensation decisions in impact and respect. Not just optics or tenure, owning these realities, timing advantages, organizational politics, and tech-outsized economics helps teams navigate fairness with clarity rather than guilt. Is open source just source is open? Rise, Butted, Critics, David Hanemer, Hanson's launch of Fizzy under the OSASI license, which blocks competing SaaS and therefore boilers the open source initiative definition. Matt Mullenweg pushes back, and Rise argues the term has a specific community build meaning that should not be repurposed for marketing. Calling Fizzy source available is more accurate. You can read, run, and modify the code, but SaaS rights are reserved. The deeper issue is not semantics, it's sustainability. Many companies profit from open source while leaving maintenance to others, creating a free rider problem that projects like Drupal and WordPress have wrestled with for decades. Dry sees value in experimenting with licenses that discourage customer-free riding and says OSAS is fits that mold, but it's still not open source. The takeaway for developers and leaders: protect the integrity of the OSI definition while tackling sustainability head-on through contribution credits, incentives, or policy. Dry's reframes the debate. Definition keep the commons coherent, sustainability keeps it alive. Should agent products offer more knobs or better outcomes? The case for opinionated design: pick a narrow task, do lots of work on the user's behalf, and encode hard-earned team knowledge into prompts, tools, and defaults. The flexibility trap: exposing temperature, chunking, and model pickers pushes complexity onto users. Instead, docs will relentlessly evaluate on real tasks, not benchmarks, and prune configuration until the baseline agent works reliably. The surprising point: models are non-fungible in their harness. Intelligence is spiky, so a model swap can break tuned prompts and tool use. Only the harness plus model pair that succeeds on your task matters. The practical playbook is deep and narrow. Optimize ruthlessly for the 10% of workflows that drive most value. Avoid wide agents that try everything and shallow agents that should not be agents at all. Implication for builders: audit configs, hard code, good defaults, and specialize by domain. Is seen with Cursor, Cloud Code, Deep Agents, AMP Code. Opinionated choices create dependable agents. Options can come later once the core experience is solid.
Bye bye from Madhusudan Zubiri Tech Weekly. See you next week.